Make sure that your posture is grounded and feel the base sinking into the seat or the floor. If you want to lie down, that's okay too. But as you do, you want to make sure, of course, that your spine is upright, that you feel the energy flow moving up from the base up through the crown. The shoulder blades release onto the back and the chest lifts and opens. And with the breath, you become aware of how the energy of love, the energy of grace is flowing in with the breath. Flowing in and flowing out in a very natural way. And your attention naturally centers itself on the breath. And you imagine yourself now, even if possible, feel yourself seated where you're seated. But feel that your subtle body, a portion of yourself, a kind of dream body, arises from your physical body and finds itself in front of a gate, a door through the wall of the room you're in. And when you open the door, you find yourself on a path. And you look down and you see what the path is made of. Perhaps it's a mossy forest path. Perhaps it's very formal. Perhaps it's a trail. And as you walk along the path, you notice the trees around you. And you notice that the time of day is that magical time between sunset and moonrise, that liminal time, that time that has been called the crack between the worlds, the junction point. And as you walk, with the luminosity of twilight around you, you find yourself in a clearing. And you see that in the clearing, there's a small temple. Just notice what it looks like. You walk up a few steps to the porch of the temple. You see that outside the temple there's a basin and with water in it, and you're guided, you're called to take water in your hand and sprinkle it over your head. And then you walk in through the door of the temple. And you see that there is a kind of altar, a seat. And that in that place, perhaps in a physical form, or perhaps in an invisible form, is the being who is your guide, your ancient guide, form of the divine lover, of the inner self, of spirit itself, that you have loved, whether consciously or unconsciously. For lifetimes. You may see the form in the face, or you may not. It may keep changing. And as you move closer, you may become aware that this inner guide, this form of the beloved, has taken many different forms for you over the years in this life or in other lives. But see if you can have the recognition or the understanding that this being has the deepest possible knowledge of you, of your journey. And enormous unconditional love for you. This is the form that your inner self has taken to guide you. This is the perhaps embodied, perhaps not so clearly embodied, face of spirit, the true face of spirit. And at this moment, you may just feel that you want to sit in meditation with a sense of presence. Or you want to ask a question. And the question might be something like, is there something I need to understand or to know? Is there something about my journey I need to know? Is there something about myself that you can tell me? Or it may be a question about someone in your life. And it's also completely fine if there is no question. And if an answer arises, whether from within you or seeming to come from this being, allow yourself to listen to it, to take it in. And with the inhalation, with the next inhalation, or whenever you're ready, have the feeling that the guide, the beloved, enters you with the breath and takes seat inside you, which is, of course, where that being has been seated all along. And recognize that just as you're supported from the universe by the life force of love, so you are supported on your journey from within by the beloved, the guide, who is the unique and personal form of your soul's beloved, who has taken so many forms to guide you and challenge you for so many lifetimes. And in that recognition, just let yourself sit with wonder and appreciation for the mystery of the journey of love that you've taken.